My father never believed he would be killed because he said he had never done anything to hurt anyone. It seemed much more likely that one of us would be kidnapped, especially me. We discussed how I should behave if this happened. I was to be respectful to any kidnappers, to answer their questions politely, to never try to escape, and to keep faith that I would soon be freed. I began attending José María Campos Serrano Secondary School in a quiet residential area on the outskirts of Aguachica. Dogs and donkeys wandered loose along the hot, dusty road leading to the school, which was set among mango, guayaba, and almond trees. The school was like an island of peace in the violent storm that raged in town. Every week, something terrible happened. One weekend, 10 teenagers were killed by the police after they tried to kidnap a farmer. Then almost the entire population of a nearby village, Patiño, was massacred.
After 2 years, Juan Elias and his family returned to Aguachica, but the violence there just kept getting worse. Juan Elias' parents were afraid he would be kidnapped, so they taught him what to do in case that happened. It's not hard to understand why they were worried. Terrible things were happening all the time. One weekend, 10 teenagers were killed for trying to kidnap a farmer. Another time, all the people in a nearby town were massacred. I wasn't sure what massacred meant, but it sounds like all those people got killed, so a massacre must be a mass murder. Can you imagine a whole town wiped out all at once? It must be so terrifying living in a place where you know that you or your family could be kidnapped or murdered at any time. Keep reading on page 13 where it says, "After a massacre, people sometimes went to the morgue."
After a massacre, people sometimes went to the morgue to see if anyone they knew had been killed. I went inside just once. It is not something I want to describe. I was not afraid. It was just so sad. Many of those who died were young,